Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk about Atom VM, but before of that I will briefly introduce myself. I'm Davide Bettio. I've been tinkering with the hardware and embedded systems for quite a long time, and also I since always been very passionate about open source software. And in 2017 I discovered Elixir and I fell in love with it. And the same year later, I created the Atom VM project. And before starting with Elixir, Erlang, and Gleam, I would like to briefly talk the user experience with C and C++ on microcontrollers. And first of all, I would like to talk about, for example, multiple cores on microcontrollers. As soon as you realize that recent microcontrollers have two cores, you want to use concurrency, for example. But concurrency, if you know C, it can be very tricky. And it's easy to get it wrong. And there is a lot of manual stuff that has to be done. And also, if we think about something different, like parsing binaries that are coming from some kind of wire format or maybe some kind of remote services, you end doing binary parsing by hand, that in the best situation is just boring, but it can be also a security concern. And also, as soon as you interact with some kind of remote service, you end making some multiple calls, so you have to wait one rapidly before making another call or whatever. So you end having asynchronous code that turns pretty quickly into maybe some kind of callback hell. And let's not even talk about memory management. And you end pretty easily asking yourself, did I free that memory? And the answer is usually no. So I will talk about Elixir, Erlang, and Gleam. And those are functional languages. They are functional languages that have been designed to run on the BIM, that is the reference Erlang VM. And those languages have been designed for writing highly testable software, to write software for distributed system and reliable system. And the first of those languages that appeared is pretty ancient, actually, that is Erlang. It has some kind of prologish syntax, but actually is very good at writing software for distributed systems or reliable system. After that, there was some kind of modern twist, and Elixir appeared. Elixir has a Ruby-like syntax, and it is a highly productive language. And the last one that appeared is the Gleam language. The Gleam language has a modern take to types, and so it introduced static typing to the BIM world. All these languages, as you can understand, they have different strengths, but at the end of the day, they share the same kind of base infrastructure, that is the Erlang VM, and they share a lot of features together. So the first thing I would like to talk about is the actor model. And when you talk about actor model, you end talking about processes. And the question is, what I can do with processes, how they work on the Erlang VM. Basically, on the Erlang VM, you can spawn as many processes as you like. You can end having on a node like million of processes for free, nearly for free, because processes on the Erlang VM are very cheap. And actually, you can do that because processes are VM processes. They are not threads, they are not operating system processes, they are just virtual machine processes. And the other interesting thing is that you don't have shared memory. If processes want to talk together, they have to resort to message passing. So since you don't have shared memory, also all the concurrent stuff gets simplified, of course. And this works also very well with functional languages, because basically a process is an infinite recursion that consumes messages and produces other messages. And as you can see, as you can understand, making asynchronous software is very natural. So this is definitely something we want to have in our IoT stack. And another feature that I would like to talk about that is very deeply rooted into Erlang VM is the fault tolerance by default. That means that we have to get back a little bit to the beginning of Erlang. Erlang has been created from Ericsson for telephony switches. And if you think about a telephony switch, when you have to handle an emergency call, any kind of downtime is unacceptable. So the point is that you cannot completely remove crashes or avoid all errors. They can happen anyway. So the idea is to deal with crashes, to deal with errors. And that is what the Erlang VM and the old Erlang ecosystem is doing. What it offers you is a very solid set of paradigms, set of APIs and tools for dealing, for example, with crashes. And for instance, you have, for example, a supervisor module that allows you to respond any process in a very controlled way as soon as you have a crash. You can even set policies so you can decide how to restart them, when not to restart them, in which way. And this is something that also we would like to have in our embedded projects because we want them to be very solid. And something else that I would really like to show you is pattern matching. It's another feature shared across all those languages, and it is provided by the VM. Basically, when you do pattern matching, you don't care about manual checking each value. What you do is deciding the shape of the data you expect. For example, if we think about our factorial example, you will notice that we are defining the same function two times, but which actual function we are going to execute is not up to us. The virtual machine will pick up the right definition. So for example, for the factorial one, we do a function definition for zero that always returns one, and then we define the function again for any other value. So the VM for us will decide the right version that will be executed. We can even have more complex stuff. In this kind of example, I handle replies, and replies are, I mean, we have several options, and all those options are picked by priority, and we have some kind of routing and destructuring together, so fields are also extracted when there is a match, so we can route everything to the right handling logic, and again, the virtual machine does the job for us. We don't have to worry about this. And the interesting thing is that pattern matching applies to all data types, including binaries. And in binaries, things get very interesting because you can actually design the in-memory layout of a binary, and you can do pattern matching down to the single bit. You can even decide if you are going to match against little endian, big endian, integer, float, or maybe also integers with very odd sizes. And everything is handled again by the VM. And the interesting thing is that we can add some additional logic on top of them, so additional constraints, and we can just focus in writing the handling logic for binaries that matches what we need. So we don't have to worry about handling any other kind of binary that maybe is not well formed. So code gets very simple because this prevents us from writing dozen lines of code. And this is another feature that definitely we would like to have in our VM. And let's talk briefly about microcontrollers as well. And a long time ago, we had Arduino with first Atimega ones. So Arduino was very somehow powerful, but very limited because it had few kilobytes of RAM. Nowadays, we have devices that have internet connections, and they can have like hundreds of kilobytes of RAM or even some megabytes. Still, they are quite limited. If we compare them to a workstation, we don't have the same amount of resources. So this means that We cannot run the regular Erlang VM on them. We need to resort to something different. So the very big question here is, do we have any tool, can we in any way use all the features I just described and many others that we love from the Elixir, Erlang, and Gleam ecosystem on those devices? And the answer is, fortunately, yes. For this reason, I created Atom VM, that is a lightweight virtual machine that runs on microcontrollers and allows you to run unmodified Erlang, Elixir, and Gleam code. And the idea behind Atom VM is that it is a virtual machine written from scratch with some key trade-offs that has been set. And the most important one is saving memory and also being very flexible and easy to port. And so what I'm talking about is not science fiction. This project is already available on GitHub. You can already use it. And I would say that it's production ready, and you can use it for making your next project. And it includes also, you can run also quite complex application. And it includes also advanced features. We have just-in-time, but also we have Erlang distribution. So you can even make a cluster of microcontrollers with processes talking together, maybe on the same PCB, and features like that. That is pretty crazy. And personally, I later used Atom VM for doing some home automation and experimenting with LoRa nodes. That feels very natural, I mean, using a language such as Elixir. But actually, you can do any kind of embedded IoT or automation project using Atom VM. And I think it is a pretty solid alternative to software stacks such as Arduino or maybe MicroPython or many other. And you can even use this project for making, I mean, if you need to embed a virtual machine in some kind of other constrained environment. Actually, it has been done for the browser, and it is very interesting because we can run Elixir, for example, as on the browser as a front end, but this is another story. This is not this talk. And if you want to know more about Atom VM, you can, of course, visit the website, but you can also get in touch with us on Telegram and Discord. And also, since this year, I'm working full-time on this project, so if anyone has any kind of advice about how to make some kind of project that works, I mean, in a, how to say that, if you have any to make sustainable, if you have any advice about this, please reach me. Also, sponsors are of course welcome. And thank you for your attention. Do you have any quick question?
Questions from the audience, please.
Thanks for your talk and the work. That sounds interesting. If you say you support different microcontrollers, what does it mean in terms of the peripherals that are on the microcontrollers? Do you already have some kind of interface that you can, whatever, talk to the I2C bus from Erlang or Elixir, or is that something that's still work in progress?
Okay, if I understood correctly, you have APIs for talking with SPI, I2C for handling GPOs. All that stuff has been already implemented. So if you want to write a device driver, for example, for a temperature sensor, you can use just any of the languages I mentioned. You don't have to resort to C language. And the only reason to use sometimes C language if you want to drive very high performance stuff where timing is very crucial. Otherwise, Erlang, Elixir, and Gleam are super fine for this kind of task. And I can assure you that performances are pretty good. And if you need more performances, just-in-time and ahead-of-time compiler is available, so you can even translate everything into native code before shipping it to the device. Thanks.